today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
What are you doing there, Jim?
I'm working on this math problem, and I'm kind of stumped.
Well, maybe I can help. What is it?
What is 2 plus 2?
I don't know, but it's on my mind.
All right, it's Suburbs Fest time. We are talking with attendees to Suburbs Fest, loyal listeners and great people.
More than anything else.
They're kind of new and old friends and at the same time, right?
They're all kind of warped in the same way I am. Yeah. That's why I like them so much. It's perfect.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Today's. No. So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And today's guest from Lansing, Michigan, Mark Neese. Hello, Mark.
Hello. Good to be here.
Is that East or West Lansing?
I'm setting the 10-minute
timer. Well, let's see. I'm
way.
Actually east of East Lansing.
Oh, the suburbs of East Lansing.
Okay. East Lansing.
I'm in Meridian Township.
Okay.
Yeah. In Okamas, which is an unincorporated town.
Right, Okamas.
Town.
There you go. Okamas is the word. Yep.
So, yep.
Yep.
Okay, so Mark has been on recently telling the Charlie Watts note story. That
great
was
story.
A wonderful story. And was there anything in particular you wanted to talk about today?
I wanted to talk about something that I've threatened to do for a long time and have wanted to do. I wanted to talk about the early career of one Bob Seger, the pride of Ann Arbor, Michigan. When I'm talking about early career, I'm talking about before Beautiful Loser, before, Against the Wind and
the Bob Seger
Live
system.
Bullet. Yeah.
Right?
The stuff
system.
That,
I would love
the
to
Bob
learn
Seger
about that.
System.
Yeah.
Bob Seger and the Last Herd, which thankfully that stuff is actually available. The problem with this early Seger stuff is that it's out of print, and Bob, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's Bob or his manager, Punch Andrews, doesn't want it released. I don't know if he's embarrassed by his songwriting for whatever reason, but it's really great stuff. It's raw and unhinged, and unfortunately... Unless you're over 50 years old, you probably never heard it. So, but I guess specifically I wanted to talk about his first album with the Bob Seger system, which is called Ramblin' Gamblin' Man.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Great album. Garage rock. But Bob also had a kind of a soulful, almost like an R&B screamer type voice back then. So, the title cut, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, is great, but there's also 2 plus 2.
Yes, it's true, I am a young man, but I'm old enough to kill. I don't want to kill nobody, but I must if you so will. And if I raise my hand in question, you just say that I'm a fool. Cause I got the gall to ask you, can you maybe change the rule? Can you stand and call me upstart? Ask what answer can I find? I ain't saying I'm a genius. 2 plus 2 is on my mind. 2 plus 2 is on my mind. When I knew it in high school, just an average friendly guy.
It looks like 2 plus 2 equals question mark
right.
is the song title, but it's frequently known as 2 plus 2 is on my mind. Anti-war song, Vietnam, just a raging garage rocker right up there with the MC5 and the Stooges.
Yeah.
Well, two questions. One is, you got at this a little bit, but how would you characterize his early work as different from what where he went later? I mean, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, that's a well-known song, right?
Yeah,
so he had hits.
Yeah.
But did he sort of change, you know, with the Silver Bullet Band and that stuff?
I think so. I think from my own perspective, what happened was he'd been on the road so much and was just like spinning his wheels for so long, playing like gymnasiums and every ratty place. So it took him like a good 10 years before Live Bullet took off. And I think that, and then the subsequent albums, he kind of found his sort of MOR, middle of the road kind of troubadour sound. And I think he thought, okay, this is it. I'm tired of fighting. This is what the people want to hear. Mm-hmm. So, and he still did some good stuff after that. I don't want to, you know, completely trash his, his later stuff. Here comes old Rose. She's looking mighty fine. Here comes hot Nancy. She's stepping right on time. Here go the streetlights.
Seeger, I guess my question is, and kind of to you, Mark, and to everybody, he was a regional artist, right? He was really popular in Michigan, right? Down in the cities and stuff, and maybe in a regional sort of area, maybe even going up to Buffalo or something like that. Does that really exist today anymore? Can you be a regional artist? Like, has the internet blurred the ability for someone just to be popular in like a couple states and have other people not really know about it? I mean, it seems so interesting to me that...
Yeah.
You know, lifelong Michigan folks are like Seeger, of course. You know, he's been
because he probably got a ton of airplay there. Elsewhere, right?
Kind of like George Thorogood in Delaware, the Delaware Destroyers, and he was popular, you know, in a little section of the East Coast before he really broke big. But I don't know. It's interesting
probably
to think about.
More difficult nowadays.
It's got to be right.
Yeah,
because you're trying to broadcast to the world instead of just, hey, I need people to come to my gig at the high school gymnasium or whatever on Friday night.
And you'll hear stories from people who grew up in Michigan go, oh yeah, I saw Seeger played my high school auditorium. He played my junior high gymnasium. I mean, story after story.
I'll tell you, if you go to down here on Route 7 and Broad Street in the city of Falls Church, you go into the Falls Church Community Center, there's a picture of Bob Seeger playing a concert at the old community center. So he did play there. Led Zeppelin did not,
a road
but
dog.
Bob Seeger did play
everywhere
in the gymnasium at the Falls Church Community Center.
So I would just recommend people... his albums have been uploaded on YouTube. If you're looking for vinyl copies of his old albums, they are going for a ton of money on eBay and Discogs. But Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, great album. Mongrel, which is technically the Bob Seeger System's third album, kind of continues in the same vein, just hard rock and soulful garage rock. And then Back in 72... is a great album, and the album Seven that came out in 1974. So he's got a string of great albums from about 68 to 74 that a lot of people don't know. So I'm just plugging for Bob Seeger.
That's cool.
And that's about all I got.
Now I want to ask you this, and we have how many other Michiganders in the room? Just, we have Keith. Okay. Is it when you're born in Michigan, raised in Michigan, a citizen of the state of Michigan, is it like a requirement that you're a Bob Seeger fan? Is that part of it? Is that like written into the state constitution?
And you have to dislike Kid Rock.
Oh, Keith says you have to dislike Kid Rock too. Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right.
They give you a Chevy pickup when you're 18 in Michigan with the Seeger cassette in the thing.
One time I did see Bob I saw Billy Joel and Bob Seger came out, and I swear he forgot the words to old time rock and roll.
Oh boy!
Oh no!
No, but I mean, I guess my point being that you hear his stuff from an early age, right?
Yeah,
it's really
and
played a lot.
Sometimes he resisted because early on I did not like Seger at all. I thought, oh my god, this guy is lame.
Yeah,
and then chance. Opportunity to hear 2+2 on classic rock radio late at night. There was a guy in Lansing, actually, DJ in Lansing, who had his own show that actually played some deep cuts. So this was maybe in the early 90s. He played 2+2, and I thought, what is this? This is incredible. And I was driving to a bar to meet up with some friends from work, some older guys. And I got to the bar and I said, man, I heard this song on the radio called, I don't know, it went 2+2. 2+2 was on my mind. 2+2 was on my mind. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's Bob Seger. Sweet. You haven't heard that song before? No, I haven't. So that turned it for me.
Wow,
I'm like, cool. Oh, man, this guy was unbelievable in his early days.
I remember back when I used to work at the record store, he was on, Seger was on Capitol, I believe, and they had a mid-price line similar to what CBS had, like the Super Savers, and you'd always have your sale albums, your big top sellers of the day that were top 40, but then you would have there was always a mid-price sale, and I remember putting sale stickers on those Seger albums, because one is an angel on the front, and you know, there's a couple of them that his back catalog were on sale, probably for like $4.99. Boy, I wish I had them today. I never picked them up. I didn't know what they were.
So, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Cool topic.
This is great.
Well, thank you. And thanks for having this Suburbs Fest.
Thanks for coming.
Awesome.
Do you want a question?
Yeah, sure. I hope I can answer it.
We're reaching into the bag of questions.
That's the sound you hear.
What is something that few people know about you that you'd like to share with this room of people now and a global podcast audience?
Yeah, the second part of that's important.
Yeah.
Few people know about me. Gosh. Well, let's see. I'm blanking out.
Yeah.
I guess I'd say I'm a sports fan. Well, I guess more people probably actually know I'm a sports fan also.
Well, you are wearing a Michigan State Spartan shirt. So you're not too shy about that.
I'm kind of a Michigan State sports maniac. I've tried to calm down a little bit, but I used to be a lunatic about it when I was younger.
Well, you escaped the question.
Okay.
The timer just went
off.
Talked
you out of it.
All right.
Good strategy.
All right. So let's get out of here. I would love to hear listeners talk about Bob Seger.
Oh, yeah.
That would be really cool. So,
yeah, we should dive into that.
There is a way you can do that. You can call. Leave a message.
612-440-1984.
Yep. Or email rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram @suburbspod. All right. This is a lot of fun, don't you think, Patrick?
It's great. Yeah.
All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us has been Mark Neese.
There he
goes. And you'll hear.
Thanks.
There we go. And you'll hear from someone else tomorrow.
I'm from Michigan.